Sayam Paras Bishalach, we have Zekelim Yanvehu, which is the source in Shas for Hidur Mitzvah. It's Noah Lefon of the Mitzvahs. We have also a Sugya at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddusha called Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho. What we'd like to study today is the Chayodom and many other Makoros. The Chayodom wants to know what happens if it's a choice, if it's either Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho or it's Hidur Mitzvah, it's one or the other. What do we do in a conflict? Which takes precedence? Is it Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho or is it Hidur Mitzvah? We'll take a look at the Sugya of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho, Mirtzah Hashem, and we want to look at the question of Hachana for Shabbos. The Gemara uses Hachana for Shabbos, as we'll see, as a paradigm case of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibishlucho. Why shouldn't we apply that concept of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho Hachana for many other Seudos, not just for Seudos Shabbos? For example, if I invite you to a bris milah, if I invite you to a chasana, should I be preparing the suda just the way I would prepare my suda for Shabbos? What happened to Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho? We want to understand whether Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho is a doraisa or only derabbanan, and then hidur mitzvah. Is hidur mitzvah doraisa or derabbanan? And if Hidur Mitzvah is Doraisa, and Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho is only Darabonan, perhaps Hidur Mitzvah should trump Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho. We want to talk about the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Should a person write a Sefer Torah himself, or should he appoint a Shliach? And of course, if the Shliach does a better job than he does, then he also obtains the Kiyum of Hidur Mitzvah, Zekel Mianveyu, even though he forfeits Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho. In the case of Adlokas Ner Chanukah, for example, a person is, let's say, he's tied to his bed, he's not feeling well. And he can send a shliach who can light the menorah on his behalf. And once again, it could be that since he's not feeling well, the shliach could do a better job than he does. And even though he would forfeit the mitzvah bo, but nevertheless he would gain the Hidur Mitzvah. So let's begin by taking a look at the Chaye Adam in Hilchos Zehirus B'Mitzvos. This is Klal Samaches. And he has the principle of Zehirus. And he writes, Tzarech Iyun. Here's his suffix. Im Hu Yasa Mitzvah V'lo Yeh Mehudar Kol Kach. For example, I wrote so lichtov lo sefer Torah v'eino kosvo b'mehudar behidur im yaskir sofer yeh mehudar eza od fitzarch iyun. So in this case, we have the conflict between mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho and hidur mitzvah, which should take precedence to which. Now the sugya of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin are ish mekadish bo b'shlucho. The Gemara right away asks the question, hashta b'shlucho mekadish is bo mi boy? On Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. The Mishnah added the word bo to teach you that's preferable. If all things are equal, then certainly you'd want to do the mitzvah yourself. If you could be mekadish the isha yourself, don't send the shliach. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. And the Gemara says, "Ki hadar Rav Safra machrich reishay Rava malach shibuta." Rashi says that the Amoraim, Rav Safra and Rava, were personally involved in preparing Suda Shabbos. And why? Because if a person is involved personally, begufo, that enhances the mitzvah. Why send a shliach for a mitzvah you could be mekayim yourself? And so too here, in the case of Kiddushin, why send a shlich if you could be Makadish Nisha yourself? Then the Gemara says, Ika diamri baha isura nami ika, that in the case of Kiddushin, one should absolutely not send a shlich because asali adam lakadish ishat shir ena. Then the Gemara says, V'chi itmar derav Yosef as sefer itmar. The statement of Rav Yosef of mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho applies to the Seifa. In other words, as far as the Ish is concerned in the Reisha, then we don't need Rav Yosef. There's an outright Isur to send a Shliach if he hasn't yet seen the woman. In the case of the Seifa, however, which is mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho, she has no Isur of sending a Shliach. There's no Isur at all involved. And there's where Rav Yosef formulated his din of mitzvah bo Yosef mi b'shlucho. Rashi says the chiosik begufo b'mitzvos mekabel schar tfei. He enhances his schar, his reward for the mitzvah, when he's personally involved in the asiyas mitzvah. Isura nami ika, Rashi says im yochel kadosh b'yatzvah v'kiddush al yidei shliach the mitzvah shir ena shemet tizgana olav. If he doesn't like the way she looks, he might come to violate the isur of yahavta l'reicha kamocha. So we want to begin to analyze some of the poskim and their writings with regard to this issue. She'ela. Take a look at the Rav Pa'olim. He writes, Hu yodeh lomul. He himself, the father, knows how to do mila. And the question is, So, ha'im mutalo lasos kein. So he would forfeit the mitzvah of mila, which he could personally do on his son, and give it to a moel in the city. And why would he be motivated to do so, to give up on his own personal involvement in the mila? The answer is because he has an interest in being the sandik in this case. And by being a sandik, he would have to give mila over to someone else. Is he allowed to do that? Just because he wants to be sandik, he has this tremendous desire to be a sandik, therefore he's going to give up on mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. Again, the mitzvah of mila will be done, but by someone else. V'hinei kodem sha'adabir b'inyin zeh, b'shela anidon, tzorach levayar ma tam yesh b'zeh shomru mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, matzino l'rashi b'kedushin, shapir sha'tam, mishum duchi asik, Begufo b'mitzvos isle schar tfei v'chein pirusharan b'biur al arif. So basically, what is the reason why mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho? We have Rashi that his goof should be involved in the mitzvah. He says l'fi zeh haynu eitza tova nasul yom k'deish laharvos lo schar. In other words, there's no halachic compulsion to do the mitzvah himself. We can't compel him. It's not that Allah says it's awesome for him to give it over to someone else, but rather it's a good idea for him to do it himself because he will intensify and increase his reward for the mitzvah. Avaleka isur. It's not like he's being mezalzel in the mitzvah by giving it over to someone else. He's just forfeiting his extra schar because his goof would be involved in the mitzvah. And based on that diuk in Rashi, he says, "Vahachi mistabra." Rashi is very logic. The ilika ika isura, my ika bein high time lebein ha ika diamri. The whole reason why the Gemara questions mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho the reisha in terms of Rav Yosef is because in the case of kedushin there's an isur. But wait a minute, if mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho also involves an isur because you didn't do the mitzvah yourself, then it's one isur against another isur. And therefore, it would seem that the concept of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho is not a halachically binding concept, but it's a good idea if you want to increase your schar. Then he quotes the Chidah, and the Chidah says, "Dinira kimezalzel be umis atzel be mitzvah." That sounds like a more harsh kind of statement about not doing the mitzvah yourself. It's a little bit of a zilzal, a bizu mitzvah. But truth be told, what's the source for this formulation of the Chidah? Rashi and the Ran indicate that he wants Ribui Schar. There's nothing here about Bizui Mitzvah. But in any event, the Mitzvah of Sandakos is a great Mitzvah, and it would make sense to say that if a person decides for the reason of Sandakos that he doesn't want to do the Mitzvah himself and he would forfeit the Kiyum of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha, that's not a Zilzel in the Mitzvah. And therefore, it would seem that Nimanavshach, if we go down Rashi and the Ran's path, that Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha is Ribui Schar, well, if he wants to forego on the Ribui Schar for the sake of the great Mitzvah of Sandakos, that makes absolute sense. There should be no Iser to do so. If, on the other hand, we would go with the Chidah, that giving up the Mitzvah yourself is a kind of Bizui Mitzvah, but would it be defined and classified as a Bizui Mitzvah if he's doing it for the sake of something great, of something significant, of being a Sandik? However, if you take a look at the Ma'aril, the Maril says, "Kshenase bal bris for whom I should call him sandik v'lashuchachomai noeg lirchotz the Amar Gadol mitzvahs bal bris min mitzvahs hamoel." The Maril would declare that it's greater to be a sandik than to be a moel. V'hash the benino nashele nira im avia ben shu yodel amul oso lemoel shliach. The Yomel of Beferish Atati Ashluchi Lomolus Bini came down via Ben Osa came Bishvil Shavotzalio Sandik Lomolus Bino Becheka Shazui Mitzvah Gedola. The F Shalasus Ashtea Mitzvah Elu Biyodo. He can't be both Sandik and Mol at the same time, but he chooses, he opts for the great mitzvah of being a Sandik. In such a case, he says, Bevadai afal pishu machaser the mitzvahs mila prad zed the mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho leslan ba. Even though he's missing the enhancement of the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah personally, mitzvah bo, nevertheless, the halacha doesn't see any objection in that. The imlefi hatam shomer gabi mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho shu mitam laharbos v'schari nekan yesh lo schar harbi bavur mitzvah sandakos. We might recommend him to take sandakos because that's a great schar. And even if it means, you know, if it's a balancing act, but you have to give up some of the schar for the mila, but you're gaining so much schar for the sandakos, that's fine. And even if you go with the approach of the chidah, that mitzvah bo yosef mishlucha, because otherwise it's nira kemezalzel, in our case, that wouldn't apply because he's not being mezalzel in the mitzvah of mila, he's just embracing and craving the great mitzvah of being a sandik. So he's not a mezatzel b'mitzvah, and therefore it should be okay. Now I want to study with you Hachanas Sudas Shabbos, which is a simon in Shulchan Aruch, simon Reish Nun. And the Mechaber writes, Yashkin baboker biyom hashishi, on Friday you should get up early, lahachin tzorchi Shabbos. Afilu yesh lo kama, avodin l'shamshu, he can give it to his maidservant. Yishtadil lahachin bi'atzmo, shum dover l'tzorchi Shabbos kedei l'chamdo. In the case of Hachana l'Shabbos, the Mechaber codifies this halacha of mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho, don't send the mashamesh, the eved, but do it personally yourself, kedei l'chamdo, in order to be mechaber the Shabbos. And then the Mechaber goes on to quote our sugya at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, ki Rav Chisda. Like the case of Rav Chisda, Machate Chayerach Dak Dak, V'Rav Rav Yosef Hayim Mevakim Eitz, Rav Zeru Hayim Adlik Eitz, Rav Nachman Hayim Mesakin Abayis U'Machnis Kelim Etzvichu L'Shabbos V'Fana Klei Chol. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 examples, paradigms of Amoraim who personally got involved in Hachonah L'Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, who may hem from these four giants, Yilmad Kol Adam, we should all imitate them. V'lo yomar lo efkom bichvodi, this is below my dignity. Ki zehu kvodo, this is on the contrary, his glory, his esteem, Shemechaber HaShabbos, that he's doing an exemplary job in Kvod Shabbos. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, he quotes a sefer called Tosefes Shabbos. V'hod mitzvah bo yos mishlucha roi lizor gam b'seudas bris mila v'chasana. According to Tosefes Shabbos, one should be careful not only with regard to Sudas Shabbos, but with regard to any Sudas mitzvah like bris or like chasana mitzvah bo yos mishlucha. And hinei matzino v'kedushin b'maisa v'mishua shoyim esubim b'simchas b'nosh Rav Gamliel v'hayim Rav Gamliel b'rebi omeid u'mashkal leim is matzino gadol mimenu sheyashamish. So it seems quite clearly that at a sudas chasana there is an inyan of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha getting personally involved in the mitzvah to the extent that you can. V'hinei matzino v'chaves yoyer b'sima reish hei kosav didafka tashmish shel bizoyan asur masha enkin b'zesh osu l'chvod acherim is then you're allowed to do it. So again, before we conclude about mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha, we have to first pass the first test. Are you allowed to do it? If it's a zilzul b'chvodo, that's not acceptable. But if it's not a zilzul b'chvodo, if it's not a tashmish shel bizoyon, then a talmid chacham is allowed to do it, and here he would be required to do it for the sake of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha to enhance the mitzvah. In fact, the Rambam and the Rosh have a discussion about Hashavas Aveda. There's a concept called Eino Lechvi Fodo. Can a person personally get involved in, you know, picking up the animal, the sheep, and returning it and doing whatever he has to do as part of Hashavas Aveda when he himself is a Zaken? He's a Talmud Chacham. It's Eino Lechvi Fodo. And according to the Rosh, it would seem that it's mutter to do so. He can be machmir upon himself for the mitzvah, for the sake of the mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, even if it's Eino Lechvi Kvodo. The Rabbanan lo kapti umetaplin bi'atzma basiya sukkah. He says we see that various mitzvahs, which would be l'chor at the face of it, below the dignity of a Talmud Chacham, then, despite that, the Rabbanan are involved in that mitzvah. So when it's for the sake of a mitzvah, we don't have to worry about a tipul, which is Eino Lechvi Kvodo. V'chein einonu nimnoi milahitopel b'chavuras kabronim b'chavira v'chol tzrochav. Imagine a Talmud Chacham who buries the dead, you know, he digs the spade into the ground and kicks the dirt into the kever, and we're not makpid on that. So basically, mitzvah bozim v'yosef mishlucho means that we don't care about your coven, we care more about the coven of the mitzvah. And this should be encouraged even with regard to Sudas Bris Mila and Sudas Chasana. We'll see that the minhag is not exactly so, and the question is how to justify and put some perspective on the minhag. Why is it that people who are makbid to prepare for Shabbos with mitzvah bo are not so makbid to prepare for Bris Mila and Chasana? And it would seem to me that perhaps we could say that this Gemara about Shabbos goes way beyond the principles and the kiyum of mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucha. This is a separate, unique halacha in Shabbos, in the mitzvah of quote Shabbos. And that's why we're going to be so makpid, and the greatest amoraim are going to personally get involved in preparing Shabbos. That's quote Shabbos. If you send someone else to do it, that's hafkar, that's to some extent it undermines the kvod Shabbos, and you're forfeiting the mitzvah itself. When the mitzvah is covered, not that covered for the mitzvah is something external that embellishes the mitzvah, but the mitzvah by its very essence is defined as a mitzvah covered, then for sure you want to get personally involved. Even if you're a great scholar, and even if it means cutting onions. But that doesn't mean that a great scholar should be cutting onions for a simchas chasana, or Simchas Bris, where there is no requirement of kavod. In other words, above and beyond kavod on mitzvahs in general, there's a unique, singular kavod that defines the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos. That is the mitzvah, that exhausts the definition. So I'm not 100% sure that mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho would apply in the cases of Sudas Bris and Sudas Chasin in the same way they'd apply to Sudas Shabbos. To prepare for Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos. And Kvod Shabbos means to honor the Shabbos. That's why you should do it yourself. I want to take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here lahachin bi atzmo. And he says here in Sifkot and Gimel, the mitzvahs kvod Shabbos mutelis al kol adam. It would seem from the language of the Mishnah Berurah that he universalizes this halacha here in Reish Nun of Achana Asudil Shabbos to all mitzvahs. It's not a singular mitzvah that we would have it in Kvod Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos halacha, it's halacha in mitzvahs. And therefore, B'chol HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho. By the way, if you have time, you'll look through the Mishnah Berurah. There's some other interesting features in the Mishnah Berurah about tshuva and pishpush b'maisim on Erev Shabbos, but that's not for us. Let's jump over to the left side of the page, to the Bir Halacha, and he writes, "Berambam Isa al din ze b'loshen chayav." According to the Rambam, mitzvah bo yosef ishlucha doesn't mean there's an option to embellish your mitzvah if you like, but rather it's a chiyuv. However, let's point out that the Rambam that the Bir Halacha is referring to is the Rambam in Perek Lamed Milchas Shabbos. And to universalize based on that Rambam, that with regard to every mitzvah it's an absolute chiyuv to do it yourself, which would be very close to the Chidah, who says that if you don't get involved yourself, it's a zilzul to the mitzvah. That's not fair. You know, the text of the Rambam doesn't justify that conclusion, because the Rambam is talking about Shabbos. And when it comes to preparing Shabbos, for sure it's a chiyuv, because otherwise he's undermining the mitzvah, which by definition essentially is covered Shabbos. So I'm not sure if you have a right to take from the Rambam and extrapolate that in all cases, in every single mitzvah, there's halach of chiyuv of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. The Bir Halacha then quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, and he suggests that efshar, it's possible, de la Rambam lav chov gomorhu. It's not an absolute chov. El ke'en chova. Okay, but he's still not saying our svara. Then he writes, Usvar Sarambam di lav achiloya mevatlim kolhani amorim Torah samavurze. Perhaps the Rambam derived it from the fact that these great scholars, these amorim, were mevatel Torah. They took away from their Torah learning in order to be mechabi the Shabbos. That itself establishes in the Rambam's mind that we're talking about a chiyuv, because to say that you want to run around and do mitzvahs that you're not obligated in, and therefore curtail your Torah learning, in the case of a Torah giant, that's unthinkable. The Mishnah Berurah still insists here in the Bir Halacha that the Rambam is not referring to a chova gemura. The teda de lo ashkecham b'gemura b'shem chova, it just says mitzvah, but not chova. For example, with regard to other mitzvahs, the Torah speaks about, the Chazal speak about a chova. Ner Shabbos is a chova. Gimel Sudas is a chova. Here, it doesn't say chova, it says mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam's chiyuv here should not be taken all the way. And then, in the next Bir Halacha, he speaks about Kizehu kvodo, meaning even though a person is usually doesn't get involved in these kinds of actions of cutting wood and lighting fires and cleaning the floors, but here it's not considered a zilzul. On the contrary, lo yomar ef adam lo efgam bechvodi kizehu kvodo shemechaberes haShabbos. Yishev v'zeh mashehiksha b'shut chavesyar echi kivu b'chvodom ha'gadol kvod abriyas shedoch losa shebetorah. How was it that these great giants were, in a sense, belittling themselves in these by getting involved in these actions of preparation for Shabbos? And the answer is that this is not considered a zilzul in their kavod. On the contrary, this is their kavod to be mechabi the Shabbos. He says, "In ein nikak mo zokevin l'fi chvod ba'aveda k'dom shemischal kvodo." He says, perhaps we could have answered in a different way, that the reason why these great Amoraim were, in a sense, lower themselves, is because it wasn't done publicly. It's zaken v'yena l'chvi kvodo. That's a chil kvoda zaken because it's nikar. It's very well known that he's running through the streets with this little shepsel in his hand. But in the case of an amora who, in the privacy of his kitchen, his own kitchen, he's preparing for Shabbos, that's not public in nature. And it could go both ways. You know, it could be the opposite way, that if some people do see him and they think he's mezalzel and kavod, do they know that he's doing it for the sake of a mitzvah? So let's say you could have a case where not everyone knows that he was doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, then maybe we want to discourage him from doing this in a way that onlookers can see it and think that he's being mezalzel in his kavod. The Sharat Siyun of the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom, he says, "V'nirat lo shayach bazel lomar mitzvah shiuchal lasol sayedecherim ein mevatlin haTalmud." We have a principle that when it comes to Torah study and a mitzvah is conflicting, and you can do that mitzvah through a shliach, then ein mevatlin haTalmud. Afil isman buot v'hochalo yuchal lasol sayedeshlucho. So it would be better if he sent it through a shliach so that he shouldn't be mevatel his Torah, and it's efshalasai de'achirim. He says the following, and this perhaps is a reflection of our svara, that mashenkin bozesh hakoved Shabbos mutelos al gufo umemele mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, is maybe there's a separate halacha in Shabbos, that that's the nature of kvod Shabbos as a mitzvah, therefore this is not This reminds me of the Chazal at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, that Avraham Avinu was vacillating back and forth who should be Mekabel the Archim, and when he realized that they were Mechubadim, he had to do it himself. It wasn't something that's Efshal Yidei Achirim, even though Avraham at that moment was involved in a great mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. If you look at the Tosefes Shabbos, he says, Kosav Magen Avram v'hu adin b'chol mitzvos mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. The Magen Avram clearly universalizes this principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho to apply to all the mitzvahs. Ulefi Dvarav says the Tosefes Shabbos, and as we've seen already quoted in the Shari Tshuva, Roy Lizar Bazeh Gam Besudas Milo v'chasen v'chayotzim b'zeh v'lo matzinu zeh b'shum makom. He says, I don't understand why it hasn't come to the attention of anyone, any of the poskim, and perhaps not even the amcha, that when it comes to Sudas Mila and Sudas Chasana, the Bala Suda, the Bala Simcha, should be personally involved in preparing the Suda. And he then quotes the Chavos Yoyer, Gimgen Ktsasas Holdem Etzil Chazal Sheikilu Bechvodim Lechvod Shabbos Hu Negim Hashom Gavod Kol Vabriya Shedoksa Masik Shom De Shabbos Shaini De Gedola Kedushasa V'im Kein Hovedol Olosiv Adafka Shabbos Dino Hachi But Lo Shayach B'Shar Mitzvahs Even Tzudas Mitzvah. So this answer, which is offered by Tosefes Shabbos, something that we came up on our own, that perhaps in Shabbos, where there's a unique mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos, there we will encourage you, even though it's Ein Lefi Kvodo, to get personally involved in preparing for Shabbos. But in the cases of Su'udas Mila and Su'udas Chasana, where there's no special unique mitzvah of Kavod, who says that you have to get involved? It's Hirei Kedera. And that could, in a sense, substantiate our minog that we don't prepare the Sudas Milo, the Sudas Chasana ourselves. If somebody wants to do so, I would not discourage him. It would certainly enhance the mitzvah, but that's not the essence of the mitzvah. In the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Archaim Simon Reish Nun, Afilu Mishi Yesh Lo Kama Avodim Yesh Lo Shtadu Lohochin Bi'atzmo Tzorchei Shabbos Shekenu Bechol HaMitzvos Mitzvah Yol Yosef Mishlucho. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, like the Magen Avraham before him, universalizes the principle of Mitzvah Yol Yosef Mishlucho. It's not just a Shabbos Halacha. And if you look in the Kuntres Achron of the same Mechaber, the Alter Rebbe, says the Legabi Kedushin, Kedushe Isha, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho, and the Gemara quotes the cases of the Amoraim who prepared for Shabbos, Mashma deleka chiyuva b'milsa ela yisaron mitzvah b'alma dumya de kedusha isha. As far as kedusha isha is concerned, if a person is mekadesh an isha personally, that's an enhancement of the mitzvah of kedushin, but it's only an enhancement, and therefore it's not a chiyuv. It's a yisaron mitzvah b'alma. And I think what the Alter Rebbe is hinting at here is something that we discussed earlier, that you cannot take the concept of chova literally with regard to mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. It's a mitzvah b'alma. It enhances and embellishes the mitzvah, but it's not an outright chiyuv. And he says that strictly speaking, according to the halacha, you could send a shliach. Then he asked the question that we asked earlier about the Rambam in Perek Lamed, who says kosav chayov. He doesn't say that it's just a kiyum to enhance the mitzvah, but he says it's a chiyuv, you're obligated. And he says that the Rambam might be supported, and we've seen this far, by the fact that Rabbah and Rav Yosef personally got involved in preparing for Shabbos, and Zilzalu es Atzmon kol kach bekfius, on a regular Shabbos they would mezalzel themselves, michlal dechiyuva ika b'milsa. And this would justify the Rambam's conclusion that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho is a chiyuv. Rebbe goes on to say that it's not fair to extrapolate from the Rambam's chiyuv to all mitzvahs. We don't find in other mitzvahs that the great Amoraim went to that extent to be mezalzel in their kavod, but rather kvod Shabbos who mitzvah ne'atzmo. And it might even be midivrei Torah or midivrei Kabbalah, but b'shar mitzvahs lo nitztavinu ela shelo yu mitzvahs bezuyos olav. So to say that someone who's dedicated to Torah study or a zaken v'yedel l'fichvodah should get involved personally in asiyas of mitzvahs rather than send a shliach, that we cannot extrapolate from the case in the Gemara and Kiddushin of kvod Shabbos. So these Amoraim were mevatel the Torah on a regular basis for Kvod Shabbos, because this askus l'kvod Shabbos is a chovas aguf. It's not something that you could fulfill through a shliach. But that doesn't prove anything for shar mitzvahs. So it comes out, for example, I'll give just one example, B'dikas Chavetz, according to the Alter Rebbe, I can easily find a shliach who will do a good job, a great job in B'dikas Chavetz. Why should I get involved personally? I would rather sit and learn at that time. It's Efshal Yideh Acherim. And that would be the simple conclusion from everything we learned. I, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, why send a shliach B'dikas Chavetz? You can do it yourself. The answer is that enhancement to the mitzvah is not shakul, is not worth foregoing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So with regard to Shabbos, we could say it's a special halacha of mitzvah bo as a chiyuv, because that's the nature of kavod, to do it yourself, not to point it off on someone else. But that would not necessarily allow me to draw that conclusion with regard to other mitzvahs. You could say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho with regard to other mitzvahs, but not at the expense of violating Zakein Veinu Lefichvodo, or giving up on Talmud Torah, that we don't have to do. It's Efshal Kaima Al Yidei Shliach. He says in the next paragraph, Al Pisha Esek Zeu Gavki Yichom Letzei Sidei Mikol Mokom Bocharu Ha Esek B'min Shemakayimim Bo Mitzvahs Oneg Lefisha Ratzel Kaim Es Yisaren Mitzvah Dahainu Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. Adds that perhaps preparing a food for Shabbos that I particularly enjoy, I get delight and joy from eating this food, that itself is part of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and maybe we could start the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos by mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. I want to show you something here in the Simla Chadosh, the Tvura Shor. He says, Dafka eich de ka'ovid shliach lo b'derech shemachabi liachel uschus mitzvah nireh ki'ilu rotzel l'troch ki'eno rotzel l'troch bi'atzma lohochi eina mitzvah kol kach k'mo ilu haya toreach biatzma aval b'derech kovid shemachabi lumi shemahader achar mitzvah l'kaima al kayotze b'zeh aminim b'yuma t'dami lumi shemodeid afarsamon shomrim lo bo v'niz basem ani v'yata shehu garam ha-mitzvah v'yeecher osehu. So he suggests the following. He's saying that if you want to give the mitzvah to someone else, and the reason for that is because you want to give that someone else an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and you become the Goreim HaMitzvah, the Gemara in Yuma establishes that there's such a status of a Goreim HaMitzvah, where Reuven does not do the mitzvah, but he's Goreim Shimon to do the mitzvah, and Reuven gets Schar as well. And in the context of mitzvah Bo Yosef Vishlucho, if you do it, the derech covered, it doesn't look like you're trying to pawn off the mitzvah to someone else, but either rather, you're trying to give someone else the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, then we don't insist on mitzvah bo. And he says that the Darki Moshin Yoridea says that im ahav moel asur liten lemoel acher lomul. If the father knows how to do mila, he's a professional, then he's not allowed to ask anyone else to do the mila. The Ramah zal toma olav sham, because yesh l'tmo v'mashakosav mikol haTorah d'shlucho shel adam kimoso. According to the Ramah, there's a universal rule in all mitzvahs that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. We're not going to make chilukim and say, well, maybe, you know, it's not such a covid, it's not such a p'chisa covid to the mitzvah if he sends someone else to give him an opportunity. And the Tvu Ashar says, v'l'nias daiti, the kavana here is ki im basoso shliach shelo litroch bi'atzmo denirik demivasa v'eino rotsa b'tercho li'atzmo. Every case is different. What is the situation? When he gives up the mitzvah, and he forfeits the mitzvah, and he points a shliach, why is he doing so? Is it because he doesn't want to be torech b'atzmo? That would be a problem. That's nirikim avazas a mitzvah. He doesn't want to be torech b'atzmo. However, if on the other hand, it's a covet to give the mitzvah to someone else, so that the mechubad is doing the mitzvah, and the person who's actually implementing the mitzvah as a shliach owes a debt of gratitude and is very happy to have the opportunity that the Baal HaMitzvah gave him that opportunity, is in that case, it could be that it's mutter. And that's not a violation of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. So let's just read it one more time. He says, "Dafka hechad ka'avid shliach lo b'derech shemachabi liachel uskos mitzvah." Hakniri kilein rotz l'trof biatzmo lahochi er mitzvah kol kach kmo ilu torpes havel b'derech kavin shemachabi mi shemahader achar mitzvah l'kaimo. Somebody really owes you a debt of gratitude because you gave him the kavin to do the mitzvah. Is in that case, you are the goreim mitzvah, and you'll get schar for that, and there's no problem of undermining mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. There's a gigantic presentation of the Stechemet, as usual. He's always marich in this context. And he quotes Zekeli Adveyu, our pasuk in Shiras Hayom, his smell of fun of the mitzvahs, and he goes back and forth, imu midoraiso, eno elochiv derabbanan. And he writes that he found in a certain sefer, again, he had a tremendous access to svarim that we never heard of, and a massive amount of svarim. And ultimately, this goes back to a sefer called the Tofaos Reim. Tofaos Reim is something that we see sometimes printed, or a synopsis of his chidushim are printed in the back of our Gemara. And he writes, Mikomakom im yesh toar vahodar b'kzivas ha-sofer yoser bazeh, yesh bazeh, mitzvah zekeli v'aveyu. Even though he could write the sefer himself, but since by giving someone else the opportunity to be a shliach to write the sefer, it enhances and embellishes the beauty of the mitzvah. So that's called zekeli v'aveyu. In such a case,
he should really give the sefer, the writing of the sefer, to someone else, despite the fact that he's forfeiting mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shluch. He quotes a fascinating proof to establish that hider mitzvah is doraisa from the Gemara in Shabbos daf Kuflam in Gimel. And a similar sugi you'll find in Menachos on Daf Samach Dalid, that for the sake of Hidur Mitzvah, we can violate the Shabbos. Meaning, if you could shech two animals, and one is a Krusha, and one is a Shmena, nevertheless, Hevi Shmena, Vishachat, is Midaraisa Mechalin Shabbos Kedei Lahavi Shmena. We should tell him to bring the Shmena, even if bringing the Shmena entails Echil Shabbos, because mitzvah of Hidur by bringing the Shmena as a karmon. And the fact that we can violate the Shabbos seems to indicate that the concept of this null of one of the mitzvahs is doraisa. However, that's not clear according to all the poskim, and there's a gigantic controversy about this. The Rush, for example, at the beginning of Bava Kamma, and Rabbeinu Yerucham Paskin, with regard to the issue of how much money you should spend for Hidur Mitzvah, that whether it's Shlish Milago or Shlish Milabar, that in this case, we should Paskin Lekula, and the reason must be because the Drush of Zekel V'Aveu is null of fun of the Mitzvah is only Durabonah. So Hidur Mitzvah is a Durabonah concept. But it's interesting that the Beis Yosef points out that the Rif omits this halacha. And apparently the reason for it is maybe the Rif is paskening that we should go l'chumra to enhance the mitzvah of Hidur Mitzvah and assume that the minimum shear is much more because it's a doraisa. And suffic doraisa l'chumra. And this itself engenders a great deal of discussion whether or not the fact that the Rif leaves out the question of Shlish Milabar or Shlish Milago, that therefore it must be that we're dealing with a Suffolk Lechumra. That's not crystal clear, but there is such a Svara. And Suffolk Lechumra would be a reflection of the fact that Hidur Mitzvah is Doraisa. He says at the end of the day, Eino Mavura B'Dibre Aposkim Im Drosha Satanoim Hisnoi Lefanel He Drosha Doraisa U'Bimachloka Shanui U'Masha Kosva Gon Baal Emek Halacha B'Kunshus Tosefes Mitzvah Asher Lo Brosh Sefer Shutz Zikaren Yoshua Dezeh Kelev Yaveyu Hu B'Doraisa. That's one opinion, that Zekel V'Aveu is Doraisa, to be Misnol of Fun of the Mitzvahs, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the final word. There are other poskim who disagree. And he writes, B'Yunus, B'Yuni, Lo Ra'isi, Dover Zemafurish, came to poskim. I don't find a clear-cut raya from any of the poskim that Hidur Mitzvah is Doraisa. Then he quotes the Shol Umeshiv, the Das Rashi, Bereish Perek Luv Agosalu, Midaraisa. That Rashi assumes in Lulav HaGozel that Zekel V'Aveyu is Doraisa. I think he's referring to the Rashi who disqualifies a Lulav HaYovesh because of the deficiency in Zekel V'Aveyu, a Lulav HaYovesh, it's dry, there's no element of Hidur whatsoever. Tosus, on the other hand, at the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, maintains that Hidur Mitzvah is only L'chatchila, not B'di'evet. And if we would never disqualify B'di'evet, it's something that's lacking in Hidur. And it could be that the machlokus between Rashi and Tosu revolves around the status of this drush of Zekel V'Aveyu and this halacha of his nalafan of the mitzvahs. Is that a doraisa or is it not? It's only derabana. Rashi would seem to say it's doraisa and it's even likuva and it passels the cheftz shel mitzvah because it's lacking Hidur. Tosus would say that the whole din of Hidur mitzvahs, nalafan of the mitzvahs, is only derabana. And therefore, it would not disqualify a mitzvah b'di'evet. The Stechemet goes ahead and quotes the Netziv in Hamek Shailin Pashas Shlach, in the midst of Tzitzis, where the Netziv assumes that to buy Tzitzis Yothin and beautify the Tzitzis is a mitzvah min HaTorah Shenemer Zeh Kelim Yaveu Talis Noah. And Tzitzis is included on the Talis. And the Steichemet is not convinced that that's a mitzvah min HaTorah. Again, it is a drasha, and we would certainly be recommended to beautify our mitzvahs, but to say therefore that it's Doraisa, what's the proof for that? And if in fact the Netziv had reason to believe that mitzvah, Hidur mitzvah is Doraisa, he should have quoted some sort of a source for that and a proof text. It's interesting also that in our Shas, in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and elsewhere, it doesn't say Talis Noah. It says Tzitzis Noah. So you could have a discussion here about what is the Heftes Shal Mitzvah that is subject to the law of Hidur Mitzvah. Is it the Talis itself, or is it only the Tzitzis? Many people will beautify the talus. Now it became stylish to buy a talus with different colors. I think there are problems with that. But be that as it may, I'm not sure that the talus is a cheftishal mitzvah. It would seem more logical that the tzitzis is the talus, is the cheftishal mitzvah. And when a person, for example, spends a bomb of money on a candelabra, a Chanukiah for Chanukah, and he says that that's Hidur mitzvah, I'm not sure. You have to know what is the Cheftishal mitzvah. Is it the Psila and the Eish, the Shalheves itself, or is it the Chanukiah that holds up the Psila and holds up the oil? Maybe the Chanukiah is not a Cheftishal mitzvah. The oil is a Cheftishal mitzvah, and it should be beautified. And he goes on to say, my pashtile, why is it so simple to the Netziv, without blinking, the drasha zu, this drasha of zeh kelim yaveim doraisa hu, v'zeh tamu al ani yastaiti. He says, ubi yoser yesh l'tmal, hai tana yushalama, hagon maril's diskin, maril diskin, who says in an article that he published, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, his Hisnolofon of the Mitzvahs, that Hidur Mitzvah is Doraisa, and he says to Maril Diskin that that's what I see in the Rush. So the Steichemet says, what do you mean you see that in the Rush? The Rush himself is the one who says that in the Machlokas about whether Hidur Mitzvah requires Shlish Milagosh, Shlish Milabah, we Paskin Lakula because it's only a Sufik Drabbanon. Obviously then, we're talking about a Drabbanon and not a Doraisa. How can you tell me that the Rush holds that this Drush of his Nolofon of the Mitzvahs is Doraisa? Maybe again it means that the concept itself is Doraisa. The Kiyum of Zekeh V'Aveir B'Torah's Hidur Mitzvah is Doraisa, but the Chiyuv is Drabbanon. Or alternatively, maybe the details are Drabbanon, exactly how. It's Drabbanon who will determine to what extent you have to go to fulfill this Kiyum Doraisa of Zeh Kelim Yaveim. But in any event, the Steichemet seems to be pushing in favor of Hidur Mitzvah as a Drabbanon. And in fact, he quotes the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, Perek Aleph Hilchos Tefillin, Shedrash Ezuhi Midrabbanon. He quotes other Sfarim, Yesh Omer Deguf Hidur Hu Min HaTogah, Rak Masha Omer Shlish Shir Zeh Midrabbanon. So Baruch Shekivadu to this, it's a pretty simple and healthy, straightforward svara that the question of the Rush about how far you have to go to spend, how much money you have to spend for Hidur Mitzvah, that's already in the Shetach of a Drabbanan. That's already Takanas Chachamim. But in terms of the Iker svara and Kiyum of Zeh Kelim Yaveu, that's Doraisa. That's the Steichemed in Mareches Zayin. I just want to add that the Steichemet in Sima Mem Gimel says Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho Imu Doraisa Drabbanon. The same Chakira that he had in Mareches Zayin of Zeh Kelim Yaveu with Hidur Mitzvah, he has with regard to Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho, is it Doraisa or is it Drabbanon? V'ata Eino Matsui Etzli. he doesn't have a certain sefer, but he says Umaran Chida b'Berkei Yosef Hevi Harav Ashach b'Choshen Mishpat the Ava Yodel Lomel v'Nosein v'Noli Achelam v'Vatel Mitzvus Mila v'Yesh LeBezel v'Vatel Adav Kosev the Harav Hifris b'Zeh the Vadei Mitzvus Mila Eino v'Vatel the Shluv V'Shalom Kemosach Akzehiris b'Mitzvah Deram Yalei the Tzav HaSos v'Atzma. That's what he's foregoing. Ayin shom mevur di einu ela mishum zehirus b'mitzvah. V'im sheyesh lefak v'ktsas al dvarav. But nevertheless, he says we're talking about not a doraisa, but rather an embellishment of the mitzvah. He says again, let's read the language. That Av Hayodel Amul V'Nosein L'Bino Espinoli Acher L'Mulo, he says it's not Bittel Mitzvah Mila, but he's foregoing and forfeiting the Zehirus B'Mitzvah. I think he means an extra element within the mitzvah, a Mida of Zehirus, or as we called it, a Mida of zrizus or avas hamitzvah, to cherish the mitzvah and love it and do it in the best way possible, which means I should do it myself. And he says that according to the sugya at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin is Balishna Kamalo Omer the Surinami Ika. So to say that he's being Mavatel a mitzvah by giving his son to a Moel when he himself could mal his son, that makes no sense. So we're not talking about violating some sort of Doraisa halacha, but rather he's giving up Zehiris B'mitzvah. It's a special Mida, a special Kiyum. But there's no Iser B'davar. So the Stechemet is not happy with those poskim who would jump on someone who gives up the mitzvah of Mila. Again, he shouldn't do that for naught, you know, just for no reason whatsoever. But if he has a reason, we discussed the case where he wants to be a tzaddik, that would certainly justify his giving the mitzvah over to someone else. And then he quotes the Tvu Ashar that we saw earlier, and Mashma Midvarav, the Dover Zehu Zehiris Bialma, Lefa'er, it's only a Pe'er. But on the other hand, he quotes the Netziv, who says it's a Milsa d'Oraisa. So we see that the poskim are really vacillating back and forth about the status and the nature of his null of under the mitzvahs. Are we talking about some sort of embellishment of the mitzvah? It's a zahirus in the mitzvah, or are we talking about something that's fundamental? And it's included in the obligation itself. And therefore, if you're talking about a requirement which is d'oraisa, it would really mean that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. If, on the other hand, you're talking about a d'rabbanan, okay, it's a takanas chachamim, but it doesn't necessarily impact on the mitzvah itself. It's a nice kiyum of zahirus. We quoted a whole school of thought. Many poskim who would maintain that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha in Kvod Shabbos takes on a special status, whereas in other mitzvahs it's not so critical. And we may come to a similar parallel kind of conclusion with regard to the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The Rambam in Sefer Ava in Hilchas Mezuzah Perek Vav and Perek Zayin dedicates himself to, amongst other things, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, mitzvah say al kol ish v'ish mi Yisrael lichtov Sefer Torah li'atzmo. Shenema v'yata kisvu lachem es hashira, klomer kisvu lachem Torah sheyesh bo shira zu. And the Rambam goes on to say, mitzvah lichtov mishalo, v'yim kosvo b'yodo, hareyu kilu kibla mi'ar sina, v'yim eino yodeo lichtov, acherim kosvin lo. Here the Rambam goes out of his way to emphasize the significance of writing a Sefer Torah oneself, and only as a fallback position, he doesn't know how to write it, then Acherim Kosvin Lo. It would seem that with regard to Ksiva Sefer Torah, there's a separate mitzvah that's built into the general mitzvah of Kisvu Lachem is Torah Zos, that one should write the Torah himself. Maybe the word Lachem in the Rambam is a hint to the fact that he should do it Mishalo rather than appoint somebody else. And that might be a special, unique feature in the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, but doesn't necessarily apply to all mitzvahs. Now, the Chabina Rav, in his famous Tshuva Sefer called David Misharim, has a piece about the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. He mentions the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to write it himself. However, he says that although it enhances his mitzvah when he does it himself, but if the ksav, the writing, and the script of the sofer, who's a mumcha l'rabin, is more of a hidu the mitzvah, then he should forfeit mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha for the sake of hidu mitzvah. And this seems to swing around back to our original question of the chai adam, unless we assume that for some reason Ksiva Sefer Torah is different. And therefore he writes, L'dayti nirish enochon yoser al yidei sofer mumcha, the writing of the Sefer Torah should be done through a mumcha, sheyehe haksav muhudar v'yofe b'yoser. I, the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to indicate that within the context of this mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, one should write it himself. And the Mogen Avram writes, the Hu Adin B'chol Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. However, it's not clear that the Mogen Avram is universally accepted, because it could be that in Kiddushin and in Shabbos there's a special reason that you yourself should be involved in the mitzvah. It shows the chiba, and it shows the covenant for Shabbos that you yourself are preparing for Shabbos, but not necessarily B'shar Mitzvahs. And therefore, b'chay gavne shekosav shaksav shal asofer mehuder yosef vade nochen yosef lichtov al yidei shliach. When we break the bounds, you know, we're outside of the boundaries of kiddushin and kvod Shabbos, then for sure it makes sense to forego mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha for the sake of hidur mitzvah. And within the context of his presentation, the Dovid Meisharim seems to be assuming that the status of Hidur Mitzvah is Doraisa. And therefore, for sure, you would want to opt for Hidur Mitzvah, having the Sefer Torah written and commissioned by a Sofer Mumcha, rather than write it yourself, even though you're foregoing Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha, but you're being Mekayim, the Chovah Doraisa of Hidur Mitzvah. Not only that, but he says even more than that. He says that if I understand the mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho means that I have to give the cover for the mitzvah that I should, if I'm mechavit someone else and there's a logical reason for doing so, as we've seen before in the poskim, I want to be mezakeh someone else in the mitzvah, he owes me one, and he's eager to do the mitzvah. In this case, I want to be mahadir the mitzvah by getting a more beautiful sefer Torah. If that be the case, then the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha should certainly be suspended for the sake of enhancing the covenant of the mitzvah by creating a cheftza shel sefer Torah, which is absolutely mehudar. In this presentation, the Chabina raises two other points that might come to play over here. Number one, the fact that he's paying the sofer, that might make the sofer like an extension of his arm. It's really mitzvah bo in that case. He also raises the possibility that if the Baal HaMitzvah will get somewhat involved, for example, he writes the very last letter, and there's a sugya in Shabbos about the last letter of a Sefer Torah, it's like he wrote the whole Sefer Torah, then maybe we can certainly say he should commission someone to write the Sefer Torah, and he's not forfeiting and violating the principle of mitzvah bo, yosef b'shlucho. So of course there are many different elements that go into the picture here, but nevertheless, it does seem to be that the flow is, and there are many sources that Hidur Mitzvah is essential, it's Doraisa, Even though, again, the shear of how far to go in either mitzvah is only the Rabbanon, but the basic concept in the Kiyum is Doraisa, derived from Zeh Kelim Yaveu, mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho seems to be perhaps avoiding any embarrassment to the mitzvah, Zilzal, a Bizayna mitzvah, or perhaps it's an embellishment of the mitzvah. It's not clear that it's Doraisa, but be that as it may, it doesn't seem to be as weighty and as heavy as Hidur mitzvah. Teshuva, the Shevitz Alevi, Rav Vosner, he raises the possibility that even if I come to the conclusion that in general it would be okay to give over the mitzvah to someone in order to enhance the mitzvah for the sake of Hidur mitzvah, it could be that in Sefer Torah there might be a different halacha, the dafka, you should write it yourself. And he based himself on what we saw in the Rambam, which comes from, of course, Chazal, that if a person writes a Sefer Torah liatzmo, is Milo of Akosuki Kibla Me'ar Sinai. That's a special enhancement, as we said before, of getting personally involved in the writing of the mitzvah. And that might trump the principle of Zekei Yaveu in the case of a Sefer Torah. And we saw something similar when we discussed Kvod Shabbos, that there may be special dinim in terms of the essence of the mitzvah and how to be mechabit it when you do it yourself. Kvod Shabbos means you don't point it off for someone else, you do it yourself. And the Aron will be mevatel Torah for that. And also in the case of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that even if it could be written in a more beautiful way by someone else, you want to be mekayim this mitzvah in a way that's ki'ilu kibla me'ar Sinai by writing it yourself. He goes on to present those poskim and the opinions that one letter would be enough for this. Pshita dios achas yochal adam lichtov biatzmo. If it's only one letter that's necessary to make the ksiva his ksiva, then certainly anyone could learn how to write one letter. And he says that nido mitzad asfar nivin to say for Torah ika gam geder shal ki'ilu me'ar Sinai is adifa. It's even greater in Trump's Zekeli Miaveu. But Bashar Mitzvah is the Ikarat Mitzvah, Bo Yosef Mishlucho, is he talking, he's not convinced that the Anveu Docha Din HaMitzvah. And as we said earlier, that would seem to be the general approach in the postgame. We saw it already in the Dove, Meisharim and in others, that Hidur Mitzvah is essential and it trumps. Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlucho. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Again, the question is absolutely fascinating. Maybe we'll get a chance to come back to this question later on as to how to weigh, you know, between two principles, both of which are meant to enhance a mitzvah, and which one trumps the other, which one comes first. It seems that there are arguments going in both directions, but the general principle is that even if I hold that mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho is so chamur, because otherwise it's a zilzul mitzvah, however, if I'm being mechavid someone else as my shliach, insofar as he can do a better job than me, and the mitzvah is embellished, zekeilu v'amveyu, even those like the Chidah who would take mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho to its most extreme conclusion as something very chamur, that in the situation of Zekeli Mi'aveu for the sake of Hidur Mitzvah, we would be allowed to have someone else fulfill the mitzvah. Maybe various exceptions to the rule when it's essential to the mitzvah that a person get personally involved in the mitzvah. We spoke about Kavod Shabbos, about Ksiva Sefer Torah, and v'chulei. This is where we'll stop.